My name is John Henry Parker Jr. I was born in 1933 in Arrow Rock, Missouri.
I'm Vivian Parker. I was born in 1940 in El Dorado, Arkansas. I left Arkansas when I was about 4 years old because my parents moved here during the wartime in the 40s, and they got work in the shipyards. I've been to the place where I was born once, and that was as an adult. When my dad was in the South, you know, back in the 40s, things were not real good in the South for black people, and he had a very hot temper, and he said that when he left, because of his experiences there, he was either going to get killed or kill somebody. So he left, and he said, "I'll never go back." He didn't go back, and he didn't take us back. And so that's how I happened to not know my grandparents or anything like that. So it's based upon his experiences that he had in the South.
Was Portland, like, much different from when it is now? I'm sure it was, but, like, what were some specific things you can remember?
There's some good differences. When I first came to Portland as a child, we lived in Vanport, which was a segregated area. It was a place where there were poor people, whites and blacks, living in that area, but the blacks lived together pretty much, and the whites lived together. But we were all poor, right? There was a flood in Vanport. That's why we had to move from there.
Have you ever heard of a place called Vanport? It was a housing project that was put up for mainly people that worked in the shipyard in low-income housing. In 1948, guess what happened? The dike broke. And it was like with not too much warning, because they'd said everything will be okay, and then it wasn't. We didn't live in Vanport. A lot of people did. And then guess what? We didn't have gym for several days. And the reason why was because they were housing a lot of the people from the Vanport flood in our gymnasium. They had them sleeping on cots and I guess probably, I can't remember, but I know we didn't have gym for days. And they were asking the families around here who could take some people in. Red Cross was helping, but it was really devastating because so many people had lost so many things.
One of the things that I think is memorable to me, because growing up, because of being in the flood and being moved to, you know, living with somebody, living in a school, living on Swan Island, and just moved back and forth during my early elementary school years, just jumping forward to when my husband and I was married young. I married at 18, almost 19, and we went to buy a home. And buying a home back in the 50s here in Portland, it was very racist because we were not shown a home past 7th Avenue, if you could believe it, back in the 50s. You couldn't get a loan to purchase a home. And so it was very restricted where you could look for a home. Money was not available to purchase a home. And so some of those things have changed, you know, and those are good changes for me. And so, you know, some of my memories.
Yeah, we purchased a home in North Michigan back in 59. And when we moved into the block there were about 15 houses on the block there. We were the second black family that moved there.
We heard that there was, you were redlined, you know, there was areas that you couldn't go past, that they wouldn't show you the house. Then you know, even if you saw it, you couldn't purchase it because no bank would loan you the money if you were going to buy a home past that area that they'd blocked out. So what happened was in the 50s, 60s, probably 70s, there was a lot of white flight, because when one black person moved into a neighborhood, then everybody on that street just kind of like flew to the suburbs
around back in 66 when things began to kind of break like that.
Yeah, we lived through that. Mm-hmm. We've lived on the block there for 50 years, just about. The original house we bought for $5,000.
We've been in the neighborhood since 1959, so we're 50 years in the neighborhood.
Almost. Yeah, 50 years.
50 years.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
How long have you guys known each other?
51 years.
About 51 or 52 years. I met her, married after a year or so after I met her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. Things worked out well.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it's been perfect, but it's been good. It's real.
How'd you guys meet?
We met about a block, two blocks from here. They used to be on the corner of Beach and Borthwick. It was a church there. It was Beach Street Church. And so we met there in the Sunday school class.
Yeah, he was teaching my Sunday school class.
She was supposed to be the teacher. She was late.
No, my teacher was late. Were teaching.
And I came. I was a visitor, so they let me teach. I was from Nebraska, so.
Anyway, the church is the church never rebuilt. It burnt. There was a fire there, and it's still a vacant lot.